Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey guys, before we jump into today's episode with another special guest, 2 weeks in a row, baby, we are joined today by one of my good friends, Arlen Moore. I'm so excited. This episode is amazing. We just do a deeper dive into law of attraction, manifestation, stuff that we talked about last week, and we always knew that we wanted to follow it up with like a little bit of a deeper dive, like I said, and didn't know it would come this soon, but we were like, let's just do it the week after. So give the people what they want, right? So that's going to be so exciting. You have no idea. It's a great episode. But before we get into it, I wanted to introduce the sponsor of today's show, Cash App. Yeah! This show is brought to you by Cash App. It's the number one finance app in the App Store. And I'm sure you've heard of it and you have it already, but if you don't, it's a free app that just makes it super easy to instantly send money to your friends. If you owe somebody money, need to pay them back for iced coffee, whatever it is, especially if you're my boyfriend Max, then Cash App is the app to use. I always find it the most convenient, like I've said before, for just settling group dinners. And yeah, there are so many reasons you guys would use Cash App, obviously. Cash App also comes with the Cash Card. Like I know I mentioned before, it's just a free debit card that comes with boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at places you already love. You'll get discounts off your purchase at places like Whole Foods, Target, DoorDash, way more. It's like having credit card perks, but packed into a free debit card, which is amazing. So if you haven't tried out Cash App or used the Cash Card, obviously would recommend. And the best thing about Cash App, you guys, is that I get to support one of my favorite organizations, the Jimmy Fund. And when you sign up for Cash App and use my promo code HAPPYHOUR, just all caps, no spaces, not only will you instantly receive $10, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Jimmy Fund, which, if you don't know what the Jimmy Fund is, I mentioned it before, but it's a charity that raises money for adult and pediatric cancer care and research to improve the chances of survival for patients around the world. So really, if you haven't downloaded Cash App in the past, this is the time, you guys. And I hope you'll consider downloading Cash App and using my promo code, since we can fundraise so much money for the Jimmy Fund together. It literally is free to download Cash App. Seriously, guys, if you haven't done it already, do it. Put in my promo code HAPPYHOUR and we can fundraise so much money together. So like I said, you'll get $10 to you free of charge. Just by downloading and using my promo code, you'll get $10 and $10 towards defeating cancer. So I'm so happy we can help. Again, the promo code's HAPPYHOUR when you download Cash App from the App Store today. And now, getting into the episode. Are you ready? This is a good one. Welcome back to a new episode of HAPPYHOUR. Woo! And I bet you wouldn't even guess who it's with. Again, already, Arlen!
Hey guys, happy to be here. My hands are raised, but they're like above my head. I'm like cheering. I'm happy, but we're on a podcast, so.
I can't breathe. This is just gonna be me laughing the whole time. Like when I was editing through the last episode, I was just laughing the entire podcast. I'm like, this must be so annoying to listen to. Yeah, Arlen, it like doesn't try to be funny, but he is. He's one of those.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to try to keep my laughing under control, everybody. But also know that we've been eating the gluten-free banana bread.
Wait, I laugh at you, too.
Really?
Yeah, okay, so quick story to start the podcast.
Okay.
Gretchen goes, are you into tarot cards? I go, what? Tarot cards. Oh, tarot cards. No, I'm not, but...
Guys, did you know that it was tarot and not tarot? Come on. Some people are with me. Some people didn't know. Because I've definitely, my only experience with them is like people in movies getting read their cards. That's what those cards are, right?
Yeah.
And it's like astrology or something.
Yeah.
Because I was looking through your guys' questions for our last podcast to see things that we missed. And so we're going to try to answer all your questions. And some of you are asking about carrot cards that are actually tarot cards.
Potato cards. Yeah.
But yeah, sorry if we're really hyped up on sugar right now because we just ate banana bread and
I just had a bunch of fruit yogurt. And plant-based yogurt and Gretchen's chocolate banana bread.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling good. Some type of way.
Go onto my Instagram right now and look. I added it as its own highlight, the Nana bread. That's what I did this morning because my inbox is all, how do I make this banana bread? It literally is a movement. I always text Emma. I'm like, Emma, you started a movement. I wonder where she even got the recipe. Because
she just probably her mom.
You think?
Yeah, they get a lot of stuff from their mom because they would always cook with like all whole ingredients growing up with her. And yeah, I just know that.
So shout out Emma, and if you want to know how to make the Nana bread that Arlen is eating this moment, go onto my Instagram and it has its own highlight. So yeah, wait, I want you to tell them because I think it's funny if you guys need a laugh this morning when Arlen was eating his yogurt.
At first I thought
you had like a brain freeze, and then I was like, no, it's just yogurt. And I was like, what's wrong?
So one of my wisdom teeth is coming in. I think dentists are a scam, and I think they tell you to get your wisdom teeth out so they can make money. And so I haven't gotten them out yet. And I'm not like a conspiracy theorist or anything. I just haven't gotten them out yet. But I guess now I see why they want you to get them out, because I had a chocolate chip get stuck in my top tooth in the back, and then I bit down and it hit where my wisdom tooth is coming in, and it's just a shooting pain.
I don't know why it hurts. I shouldn't be laughing at your pain, but it's just, I don't know why it's funny. Something about other people hurting is like kind of funny.
Yeah. So to answer your question, no, I'm not into carrot cards, but I am into manifestation, law of attraction, and energy. We're wearing our new energy therapy hoodies, our 8 a.m. hoodies.
Can they
right
still
now.
Get them right now?
Yeah. Yeah, they're
Plug
still available.
Yourself. Tell them to go get them.
8amstudios.com. There's only 300, so you got to get it while they're out. And we're matching right now as we're recording. And
they're probably gone already.
They might be.
Hurry up, everyone, if you want them. I love the design. I was telling Arlen, me and Max love like the little words on the front. I don't know why, something about the little words. Because I feel like it's like cool. Like other people can't really read it, but like you know what it says. Mm-hmm. And then if other people are trying to read it, they really have to like try and focus. I don't know. They're really cool. Obviously, I was listening to the last podcast, like I said, when I was editing it, and I don't even know if we told them your Instagram or YouTube or anything.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we did.
But I did put it in, like, the notes or the description, whatever it's called, on the podcast. So Arlen's Instagram, I'll put in the notes again. It's YouTube. Go check it out. His Instagram's pretty fire. I feel like I was looking at it the other day. I like your posts. They're fun. I really enjoyed the one of you skiing. I think it was like cool lighting and you like add the dust.
Yeah, I try to put quality up. I try to not spam my feed.
Yeah.
I spam my story a little bit, but
that's okay. That's what stories are for.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like posts quality over quantity for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are probably like, why is Arlen back so soon? Well, we got such good feedback from the last episode. Like, I knew we were going to because it was just so interesting. And Arlen is so well-spoken about everything that he knows. He's very knowledgeable. And so many of you are so interested in manifestation, law of attraction. I feel like I fall into that category, too, where I'm really interested in it. But I don't know that much. I know, like, the basics. So this is going to be Arlen just telling all of us his wonderful knowledge. I don't know if that made sense, but just kind of filling us in. And we have some of your guys' questions. That's basically what this podcast is going to be about.
Yeah, so I'm going to quote my good friend Luca Whitaker. You know Luca?
Yeah, I never met her, knew she was here from your and Emma's post.
So we did a couple videos about law of attraction, and she said, facts smell, stories sell, or something like that. I don't know. So basically, I know a lot about this stuff because I'm obsessed with it, but I'll do my best to just tell some stories.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that'll reel people into the reality of law of attraction.
Yeah.
And yes, be kind of like some story times.
I feel like that's helpful too, because if you tell me like definitions, I'm not going to really know what that means. But whenever you've told
people
me like
remember stories,
things that have happened in your past or like how it has worked for you, that like resonates with me, it makes sense. Oh, I wish Arlen was telling me before we started recording, you guys, that he had a piece of paper that he wrote all this stuff down that he wanted to happen like in his life.
Yeah.
In 2016. And guess what? 2020. It's all true.
Yeah. I meant to bring over this paper, which would have been cool, even though I could just pretend that I brought it over. Hey, look, Gretchen, here's the paper.
Guys, it's right here in front of us.
No, I had this paper where it was like a online worksheet, and I just wrote down all the stuff. And like a couple months ago, I found it in my room, and everything was true. I was just so like, crazy. Oh, yeah. There were like 16 things I asked for, and it was like have 100,000 YouTube subscribers, and like I hadn't even started YouTube yet. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, go to Bali, and I went to Bali, and it was like, rode on a private jet.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Have Yeezys was one of them. Because like I didn't have money in 2016, and like, or any connections really that would be able to get me any of these cool things, and then things happen.
I thought it was interesting you said I wrote a list of these things that I asked for. So when you mean asked for, you mean asked for of yourself or like of the universe?
Yeah. Or what do you mean? Yeah. So before I kind of go into the telling stuff. I want to state an intention for this podcast. Mm-hmm. So I would assume that a lot of people are at least familiar with Law of Attraction, but maybe relatively beginning into it. Mm-hmm. So my intention is to, because it's very easy to get lost in Law of Attraction stuff. Like there's so many books out there. There's so many YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. So my intention today is to give people like the simplest thing they can follow on a daily basis to start using Law of Attraction, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, take it from me, it's so easy to get lost in this stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many different formulas and skills and like, you know, science involved and religion involved, and you can just get lost. So I try to keep it simple. So that being said, like in the last podcast, you titled it very nicely. We talked about that too. I was very anxious and I didn't know anything about Law of Attraction. This is back in 2015, 16, really. Actually, no, sorry. 2013, 14, 15. So like I was like, 15, 16, 17. I was super anxious, as we talked about last time. I had lots of negative thoughts running through my mind. I was honestly depressed, like, and I was scared of being depressed, but I think I actually was.
Yeah.
And I would just question, like, why do I feel so awful all the time? Mm-hmm. Why is it that I'm having these scary thoughts? Like, I would just have scary thoughts.
Like, dark thoughts.
Dark thoughts, like darkness, dark energy.
I feel like
energy.
A lot of people can relate to that and are scared of it and don't know why it's happening and why they're feeling that way.
And because you're scared of it, you don't want to tell anyone because then it means you have a problem. Yeah, I needed energy therapy.
Yeah, you don't want to like admit it to yourself. So when you say you think you were depressed, is that like in the moment you felt that way, or looking back you're like, oh, I think I really was experiencing depression, but you weren't like admitting
no,
it to
I
yourself?
No, I definitely, like looking back, I was experiencing depression. I was I just had dark energy in me, and it just feels awful.
Yeah.
And like I would have panic attacks and anxiety attacks. And it's so strange because you get it and you try to run away from it by distracting yourself. And it just feels like it's just consuming you.
Yeah.
And because you don't want to tell anyone, no one really knows. No one can tell. And the second you tell someone who doesn't have it, like they have no idea what you're talking about because they judge you off what they see, which is you covering it up. And it's just awful. It's the worst thing ever. So the reason I bring that up in a Law of Attraction podcast is because really the Law of Attraction, and as we talked about last time, like journaling positive things is what brought me out of this. What I started doing was not only meditation, but like at the end of every day, writing down, you know, what my highlights from the day were and what I was looking forward to the next day. And then when I would wake up, I'd write down what I was grateful for, you know, the basic journaling techniques. And that ultimately made me realize there's this thing called RAS. RAS is really important to learn. Reticular activation system, which is like a super nerdy term.
Yeah,
and people are probably scared of it, but don't be. It's like super simple. Basically what it means is, the way I would describe it is, your brain can focus on literally trillions of things. There's so many different variations of things your brain could be looking at, but at one time it can only focus on, like, out of the trillions of thought synapses going on, there's only like 20,000 that contain your RAS, your reticular activation system. So your RAS is simply what your brain is focusing on. So when I was in that depression state, and if anyone out there is listening to this and they're experiencing negativity, or simply they're just not getting what they want in life, maybe they're not depressed, but maybe you're you're just not happy with where you are. It's a result of what your brain is focusing on. So a good example of someone who is depressed would be, like, every time a negative thought pops in to their brain, like, am I depressed or should I harm myself or something? They attach themselves to that and they identify with it and they say, oh my God, that means I'm depressed because I had a negative thought. And then they start having more negative thoughts and it just spirals. And so all of their focus, their whole RAS is just placed in negativity. So it's like this ball in your head. It, another way to describe it would be like your brain is kind of like a filing cabinet. And if you just pull out a piece of paper from that filing cabinet, that is like indicative of the type of thoughts that you have in your brain. So what you want to do is, if you have a bunch of negative stuff in there, take all those files out and replace them with positive ones. So as I was saying about, like, an example of a negative person, there can also be an example of someone who's just experiencing lack, let's say, like, financial lack. A lot of times, and you can probably relate to this, Gretchen, like, some of our friends might joke about being poor. Like, that's a huge common one. Like, people will look at my merch and they'll be like, they'll DM me and be like, oh, I love your merch, Arlen, but I wish I wasn't such a broke college student. And I'm like, don't say that. That's their RAS narrowing in on, it might be a joke, they might be playfully saying it, but that's what they're focusing on, being a broke college student, identifying as a broke college student. So the goal is to take all those negative files out of the filing cabinet and replace them with what you would like to create more of in your life. So maybe you are a broke college student, maybe you are currently having a filing cabinet in your brain of negativity. That's okay, as long as day by day you're beginning to take, like, one piece of paper out and one in, through methods like journaling, through methods like audio affirmations, which you can find on YouTube, like abundance affirmations.
Or you can write them, like you said, and have your phone say it to you.
Yeah, you can write them in your phone and have your phone say it to you. There's, but like I said, there's so many different techniques it's easy to get lost in. And I will, at some point, kind of get into the technique that I use, which I think is the easiest. But for now, like, just finishing up this little rant, the goal is finding whatever method works for you to fill your mind with what you want more of. Because what you focus on, you create more of.
So that's what the
what you focus on expands.
So that's law of attraction.
That is that is the law of attraction.
Like, what you focus on is what, like, comes back to you, kind of.
What you focus on comes back to you. What, when you take the time to design your mindset will design your life in time. So, whatever you're experiencing right now, like, I'm sitting in Gretchen's beautiful apartment. She has a fun little activity podcast thing that we're doing here. She's got healthy food in the fridge, banana bread. She's got a lovely boyfriend. And her life is very happy. That's indicative of a happy mind. And abundance. Abundance within, abundance without. So it's not always the case, too. Because there can be rich and wealthy people who seemingly have it all, who inside are struggling. But for the most part, as within, so without. Whatever's going on in the brain is likely reflecting outward, like a mirror. If you look in the mirror and you raise your right hand, the mirror raises your right hand. In your mind, if you think a happy thought, if you meditate a lot and your brain is clear, then your life will be clear and happy.
Whoa, that's so
That's my rant. I just ranted.
No, I love
I was
going to
tell stories, but I just ranted.
No, I love that. And I feel like that's really helpful, especially for someone like me who has a very basic understanding of like law of attraction. I'm like, oh, I think that just means like what you put out there, you're attracting and it's going to come back to you. And I feel like, I don't know if this is playing devil's advocate, but I feel like sometimes if I focus on one thing or I'm like trying to think about one thing, I notice it more, but yeah. It's almost just because I'm thinking of it more. I don't know if that's like exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, it is.
Or if that, yeah.
Like what? Can you give an example?
Like, I don't even, like sometimes like dumb things. Like, or okay, for example, I feel like when I first started to look for cars, when I was like looking for cars and test driving cars and whatever, and I got my car, then I started noticing like my kind of car everywhere.
Yeah.
Or like I started noticing kinds of cars, but I feel like it was just because...
You're focusing on it.
Yeah.
But that's your reticular activation system.
Uh-huh.
There's only so many things our brain can become aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have like a filter through which we're looking at the world that like is that lens, that depth of, or that range of focus, that's what we see.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're thinking about BMWs all the time,
then
we're going to notice more BMWs.
Yeah.
If we're thinking about financial struggle all the time, then we're going to notice financial struggle. If we're thinking about financial opportunities, then we're just going to see financial opportunities everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect example. Like the car thing. It's like, if you think about Teslas a lot, if you're thinking about getting a Tesla, then you're just going to see Teslas. If you think about Fords all the time, then you're going to see Fords all the time.
Yeah.
If you think about how you're single and you don't like the way you look, then you're going to remain single and not like the way you look.
Yeah.
If you think about how you're happy single or in a relationship, or you would love to be in a relationship, and you think of new things you like about yourself every single day by making lists of them and actually doing that type of work, then you're going to find new things to like about yourself every day.
That's so,
and you're
going to
find someone who appreciates you for that.
I feel that makes me think like I don't even know how this is like so deep. My thoughts right now. But like what's going on in your life and your reality and everything around you is kind of just like happening through the filter of your brain and what your like your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Or I feel like we always talk about how I'm such a positive person and people are asking like, how do you guys stay so positive? And I'm like, well, I think a part of that is that's just like who I am, like how I've always been. And I just feel like lucky to be that way. But how some people experience situations is like so different how I experience them. Or I was even talking to Max the other day and I was like, don't be upset that we're late, like take it as an opportunity to like do something else. I don't know, that's just like how I think of things. Or like, don't be mad that you're locked out, like instead take it as an opportunity to like do that thing on your phone that you've been putting off because
exactly,
you have the time
yeah.
to do it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. That reminds me, before I take it to the next step, I had a thought this morning about like, people talk about LA traffic and they hate LA traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if everyone in LA traffic just did some meditation.
Yeah.
The whole world would be different.
A lot happier.
So much happier.
Everyone in LA would be a lot happier.
Because I'm considering moving to LA in the fall. And I was like, honestly, like people complain about LA traffic, I would probably like it because I listen to audiobooks.
Yeah.
I meditate, and that's the perfect time to do all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just took all that time for themselves and focusing on themselves and, like, yeah.
So let's take this a step deeper.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, Arlen.
It is not in the telling, but in the silence.
Okay.
Everyone's, like, slightly uncomfortable right now.
Me, who doesn't shut up ever.
But silence and being aware of like this moment, the more we pay attention to this moment and listening to silence, which is an oxymoron, is like so key to tap into. And I try to make it a large part every day. And it's very easy for us to, in all the noise of social media, never take a moment to
like be silent.
Yeah. But if you listen to it, you realize it's this thing that's always there, even when we're talking, and there's like a silence underneath that.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I bring it up is because manifesting is all about being in the present moment and being in acceptance of what is right now, because the future never arrives.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
was weird when you said that.
Yeah,
that's so true.
It never arrives. Like, there's always more now. Future. Everything only happens now. So when I think about, you know, manifesting and affirmations, I often think, like, what would I say to myself if I already had those material things that I wanted? And so, for example, you know, people will say, like, I would like to become a millionaire, or I would like to attract becoming a millionaire. Mm-hmm. When you're actually a millionaire, are you going to say those type of things? No.
Yeah.
Like, when you're in a relationship, are you going to, like, sit there every night, like, oh, I'm asking for the dream relationship? The goal, in my eyes, of manifesting is to be the person that you are, like, aiming to become.
Mm-hmm.
in the present, right now.
Act like that. Yeah.
Act like it. There's a technique called act as if, mm-hmm. but it's more, there's no as if, really. It just act as.
Mm-hmm.
There's no if. It's like, just be there now. Because when you are, like, when you do get that thing that you want, and this is, we should talk about that question that we were going to start off with, the one about, like, should you listen to people who have, like, a lot of followers?
Oh,
what was that question?
Yeah, so you guys had the best questions, and one of you said, do you ever confuse influence with knowledge? And I thought that was so interesting, and I thought about it a lot, and I was like, you know what? I don't know if I specifically do. I mean, I'm sure I do. I'm sure everybody that is, like, an influencer, quote-unquote, or has a bunch of followers thinks deep down, or maybe, like, not even without, maybe without thinking of it, is, like, putting themselves not above everyone. I'm saying this in the worst way, but is, like,
people think that just because you have a lot of followers, it means you should listen to them.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. So with that being said, before we take this any further, and up until what we've said now, and up till everything I've ever said on my YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
just try it for yourself. Like, don't just take someone's word because they have a following.
Yeah.
It doesn't really mean anything. Don't take someone's word who has a PhD. I mean, like, obviously, if it's medical advice, like, maybe definitely do that. But, yeah. like, if, you know, I'm all about self-testing and, like, testing what you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, like, don't just knock someone because you think they're wrong. Like, try it.
Yeah.
And be open-minded.
Or don't, like, follow it blindly because everybody's different. Like, Arlen's right. Like, take what you like. Don't take what you don't like. I like that. That reminds me, when I listen to Skinny Confidential, she'll talk about, I guess, kind of, like, controversial stuff sometimes. And she's like, take what you like. Don't take what you don't like. Like, mm-hmm. that's it. Like, don't, if you don't want to listen, don't listen, kind of thing. And I like that. And that reminds me what Arlen was saying earlier. I was thinking about it, and I meant to say, when he talks about, because I know people get really emotional, or just people are really sensitive about talking about depression or being depressed or anything like that. And I think there's such a big difference if there's times in your life when you're feeling depressed, or you have, like, I don't know, moments of depressed feelings. But if you are dealing with clinical depression, obviously see a doctor.
Absolutely.
And like, medicine is so good. And I know people in my personal life that are clinically depressed and have their depression medication, and it helps them, and they need it. And you know what I mean? Like, those are definitely two different things.
That's something I've learned this past year that originally I would have disagreed with. I would have been like, oh, you can always just, like, journal to get out of depression.
Yeah.
That's not the case. I was able to do it,
mm-hmm.
but I've learned that there are certain energies out there and certain types of really just, like, evil and, like, negativity that you need outside help with. We talked about this on the last podcast.
Yeah, I think you can help yourself to a certain point, and some people
can.
Maybe, like, me and Arlen, who aren't clinically depressed, can be, you know, using all these techniques and focus on being positive and grateful and whatever it is, and it can help a lot. Like me, I'm sure there's times when I'm really sad or stuff that I've been through, but I can always work through it, and I like recognize that in myself, that I can help myself out of these things. And like Arlen was saying, focus on what makes you happy, take out all the negative files, burn them. That reminds me of the SpongeBob episode. He's going through all the filing cabinets in his brain. That's what I was thinking this whole time. Anyone else?
There's absolutely a difference between, like, repetitive negative thoughts and potential, like, subconscious childhood trauma that you're locked into, because that stuff you can't just think away. Yeah. It's like lodged in you emotionally and like physically.
Yeah.
In
if your it's like body. Affecting your life, like you can't get out of bed in the morning. So, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, when you should be seeing a doctor, I feel like, or if anyone feels like they need help, or even if it's, you don't need medicine for a clinical depression, maybe it's like seeing a therapist or seeing a psychologist or counselor, or whoever it is, you know? So
I will say though, like, you know, like medicine will help you get level and get you to the places where you can change. I believe change is always possible. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I do believe in seeing a doctor and like getting on medication if you need it. Mm-hmm. But it's never going to like transform you. And that's where all these, you know, law of attraction techniques and let it, one thing that I've gotten into this past year is letting go of like past, like what I was just saying, like past childhood trauma, things that you grew up with and that have kind of been become part of your belief system that you were previously unaware of. Because like this is a weird thing, but I recently found out that I had a childhood trauma. I didn't have any recollection of it.
Yeah.
But it was affecting me. And it was part of the reason I stayed in a toxic relationship. And I asked, I've just been doing research, like, because I was obsessed with why was I staying in this toxic relationship?
Like,
what is going on? And I asked, and I found some stuff. It was like, maybe you have childhood trauma. And one day I asked my mom, I was like, hey, mom, did I have anything traumatic happen to me as, like, a kid under 6 years old? And she's like, no. Oh. Well, there was that one time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. And then she told me what happened. And when she told me, I just chills went through my entire body.
Yeah.
Because I have no recollection of this. It happened when I was four. And it just, I was like, oh, my God, that. When you just said that, I just felt so weird. Like, I felt like a scared child.
Yeah.
And that was lodged in me. So I, and then I went to therapy for like 3 or 4 weeks. And the therapist like had techniques to help me release that and to realize that that fear that I grew up with as a kid and that caused me to stay in a relationship where I was kind of like scared of being abandoned was, that was within me. It allowed me to let go of that. And she taught me some things like, that for the future I can use to be aware that that happened to me as a kid and that I don't need to repeat that pattern over and over. Knowing that it's, and being free of that now is feels really good.
Yeah.
But it also does make me worried for some of my friends and people I just see who I know have had, like, tough upbringings.
Yeah.
And I worry that they're going to be repeating, like, the same things that they learned when they were a little kid in relationships and stuff like that. So, anyway, I'm getting off track.
Yeah, no, I feel like that is such a common thing. And I feel like what we were saying, bottom line, I feel like there is such a time and a place for medicine and professional help. And do that. I mean, anyone could find therapy helpful, you know, with any situation. So I don't want to discredit that, and I don't want to make anyone upset by just being like, oh, if you think happy, then you'll be happy, you know, because I know so many people, especially people that deal with like clinical depression are like, you have no idea what you're talking about. And I would just always think about people being like, if you break your arm, everyone's like, oh, your arm's broken, you need a cast, we're going to fix it. And it's like, suddenly you have like a chemical imbalance in your brain and you're clinically depressed and everyone's like, oh, just think happy. Like, if you think happy, your arm will be fixed. No, you need a cast, you need medicine. And like, you know, so I just wanted to make sure I said that because I don't want to make anyone upset.
You need the whole shebang sometimes.
And like, we're not clinically depressed, so we can't talk to that. But I know some people deal with that. And so just wanted to say that.
So there's definitely places to go in this podcast. Someone was asking me book recommendations, which I'm happy to share.
I was thinking this whole time that you need to write a book about like everything.
I'm actually working on one.
Really?
I do. So I have one about anxiety. It's called,
I remember that.
Yeah, it's called My Happiness Story. It's on Amazon.
I was gonna say it's on Amazon.
My Happiness
Amazon.
Plug my Happiness Story by Arlen Moore on Amazon. It's like $8 or something. And that is for people who are currently anxious but not clinically depressed. So it it tells you my story, and it's so short. I wrote it for someone I wrote it for myself when I was 16. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish I had it when I was 16.
Yeah.
Because when I was 16, I didn't have an attention span. Mm-hmm. So I wrote it. It's very concise, to the point, and it gives you actionable things you can do that will, in my, from the feedback I've gotten from it, people are, like, better within, like, 2-3 weeks after reading it.
Yeah.
It's not a remedy for medicine, mm-hmm. but it helps a lot. And then moving on to the next thing, I am working on a book on lifestyle design and law of attraction, mm-hmm. which is coming out shortly. But I also have a free mindset series. It's kind of like a deep dive of everything we're talking about now that's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's a 5-video playlist called Lifestyle Design mm-hmm. on my channel. You can find it in the playlist. And that is like everything that I would have put in a very expensive online course.
Yeah.
I just like, I had to get it off my chest.
Yeah.
And it's all out there. And that's like, I can explain the gist of it in this podcast, but it's mm-hmm. all there.
Okay.
But yeah. But other books, there's so many. Beginners, watch the documentary The Secret on YouTube. Mm-hmm. If you've never heard of all this stuff and you're just like, what are they talking about? Have you seen it, Gretchen?
No, I was literally about to go right
there. We should watch it together.
The Secret.
Okay. It's so good. It's mm-hmm. so good. It's a great beginner's movie, and also it's a book. For intermediate people, I would recommend, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. There's so many. There's so many. I don't want to, because I can give, like, I could literally rattle off like 10 titles, but mm-hmm. I don't want to give people too much.
Yeah. So start with The Secret.
Start with The Secret. Mm-hmm. If people are looking for more, like, advanced, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to give people too much because that's like scary.
Yeah.
And you can get lost and stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess the advanced thing would be the series I made on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I definitely mentioned books in that series as well.
Yeah.
So that would be.
So go watch that.
Yeah, go watch that. Let me see. Gretchen, do you have any law of attraction stories?
Well, I was just going to ask you, actually. So people are saying, like, how to manifesting tips. And that just makes me think, is manifesting different than law of attraction? Are they, like, similar? Are they related? Like, how would you differentiate the two?
Did we talk about this last time?
I don't even remember. Maybe we did.
Manifesting is the act, like, the physical act of bringing imagination into physical reality.
Okay.
And then law of attraction is just, it's just like attracts like. Like, what you focus on expands. Mm-hmm.
I think in my mind, manifesting was law of attraction. I think I was always doing law of attraction and it was manifesting.
They're pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, because I would be manifesting, like, my thoughts into real life by thinking about it so much, and then it would be bringing it to reality in, like, the present moment.
Like, do you have anything that you definitely were like, okay, law of attraction, this is what I'm doing?
Because I was literally texting Arlen. I don't know if I said this in the last podcast, but I feel like Max scoring a goal in a hockey game, and that's not to discredit him at all. Like, obviously he's scoring a goal because he's, like, mm-hmm. so hardworking and talented, and that's why he's scoring his goals. But it's just so funny sometimes, like, how obvious it is, or, like, I feel like this one was so specific. Like, me and my two friends were out to dinner before, and they were like, oh, we really want to see Max score a goal tonight. I'm like, yeah, I want him to score a goal. Like, he just scored his first goal this week, and we just keep talking about him scoring a goal. Mm-hmm. And we literally go through security, get our tickets, scan them, walk in, look down at the ice, and Max scores a goal. Like, the second we look at the ice, and it's like, okay, that wasn't a coincidence. Like, that happened on purpose. Like, we were so focused on it, and I'm sure he was too. And it's like, he's also manifesting that or attracting that into his life, because I'll talk to him so much about it, and then he's thinking about it more. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure if you're playing hockey, the only thing, well, not the only thing you're focused on, but you're obviously focused on scoring a goal or making an assist for someone else to score a goal or whatever it is. So,
yeah.
I feel like it works in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Or that kind of reminds me, so many athletes do this, and I learned it in my athlete class at BU. I forget, like, what it was called, but it's just all about sports and athletes. And we talk about different techniques athletes use, like, high performing ones. And I think it's called imagery or something where
visualization.
Yeah, visualization. Yeah. Where you think you like literally close your eyes before your hockey game and you see yourself playing how you want to play. And that is like manifesting it into reality, I feel like. And I'm sure Max does that and all of his teammates. And
I bet. I there's actually a really good manifestation book for athletes called Mind Gym. Mind Gym. It's really good. Max has probably read it. I think it was mandatory reading for the Harvard hockey team when they won or almost won the national championship.
Oh, interesting.
I think they read it at Brown, too.
Oh, maybe he read it already.
He probably did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool. Like, Tiger Woods is referenced, like, all these different athletes. But, oh, okay. I thought of a book that is, like, slightly more advanced, but really kind of a one-stop shop for all this stuff. And it's The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. D-E-E-P-A-K? Deepak. Okay. C-H-O-P-R-A. Deepak Chopra.
Okay.
That book is really good. Mm-hmm. And what you were saying, I want to talk about, in my opinion, what happened with you. This will be fun. This is what we should do. Let's do this like three times.
Okay.
So like you say something, like what you attracted, and I'll tell you how it happened.
Okay.
Yeah. This
tell
is
me
fun.
How it happened.
So here's how it happened. So there's different types of intentions out there. So there's inner intent and outer intent. Mm-hmm. So inner intent is something that you can do and everyone listening does every single day where they're like, okay, the newspaper has arrived at my front door. My intent is to go get the newspaper. So you get up off the couch, you open your door, you walk down the driveway, and you pick up the newspaper and you bring it inside. That's inner intent. It's you actually doing the thing with your own body, mind, and intention. Then what happened with you is called outer intent. So you were visualizing Max scoring a goal. Max was probably visualizing scoring a goal. And you, along with Max, along with the timing of the universe or God or every, you know, the all, whatever you want to call this thing that we are all in right now, assisted you in making that thing happen. So it's like you set the outer intention, like you send the thought out, you're like, I want Max to score the goal. And then the universe was like, okay, Max will score the goal. And then Max scores the goal. So it's also evident too in like accidents that work out well. Like, let's say, like, I don't know how Max scored this goal, but let's say like you wanted him to score and then like he got hit by the puck or something and it went in the net. Or like it hit off his skate and it went in the net. Like it wasn't even intentional, but it happened because you wanted it to. Or maybe like there was like the puck just, the other team like accidentally passed it to you. It's like the universe aligning to make your intention happen. Like meeting you halfway. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I feel like there's so many examples of that too. And I was just thinking too while you were talking, I was like, I feel like there's so many other times that this happened. And I have my two other examples that are good. So one of them, I feel like Luis and I, this has happened to us like together. Of course, I'm going to talk about SoulCycle right now. But we were going to our first like country theme ride the other day and we were so excited and we were going with Julia Lindsay. Who else were we going with? KP. And we got there and there were so many people and we were so excited. And we were like, oh, if only we could like lead the class together. That would be so awesome. But we're like, Maddie loves teaching her own class. Like, we're not going to ask, whatever. But like, that would be so cool. And we love leading the class together, whatever it is. And we sit down on our bikes in the front row and she's like, guys, the class is full. Like, I want everyone to get in. Like, more people on the waitlist showed up. Will you guys ride up together so more people can get in? And we were like, oh my God, we literally were just talking about how we wish we could. And like now we are. And I feel like just saying it out loud to each other, like made it happen kind of in a way. And
So that is like sort of like a definitely a similar thing. People are probably wondering like, how do you get the universe to help you out with something like that? And that's part of the reason I recommended Deepak Chopra, because to get outer intent, to get the universe, to get God to help you, you need to want, you need to like intend something to happen and want it to happen without needing it to happen. So you guys were like, oh, I would love to ride, what, ride podium?
But we don't need to.
Like, we don't, it's not like you're sitting like, oh, my life is over if I don't get it. Or like you're not desperate for it. It's like, I would really appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy if I don't. I'm happy if I do. But I would prefer this.
That's so true.
That brings me to another point.
Mm-hmm.
Many people who are not happy with their current life situation, it's funny when I talk to them or when they message me things, they're like, Arlen, like this, like, I'm not getting the girl that I want. Or like, I'm not making money. How do I manifest more YouTube subscribers? Like, how do I, you know, do this? And they're just like basically overall not happy with their life. I'm like, okay, well, what type of girl or boyfriend do you want? Can you describe them?
Yeah.
Like, do you even know what you want? Most people, and not most people, many people haven't even chosen what they want. And that is literally, in my experience, all you have to do. Set your preferences. Like, oh, think of the world like a big catalog, like those online, or no, those like airplane, like Sky Mall magazines. You like take them out and put it on your tray table and open it, and it's like all these things you could get. Mm-hmm. Well, you can just like look at it and be like, oh, these are nice. Or you can like actually circle it and be like, and focus on it. So how did I like get to this?
That's so interesting, because you were like, that brings me to the next point. And that's so true, because I feel like you're right. And I will say most people don't even know what they want, because they know they're unhappy, but they don't even know what would make them happy. Or if they think it's money, or if they think it's this next thing, they're not really right.
Yeah.
And they have to, you have to like focus on what you want.
Remember, I made
simply
that merch?
Simply choose your reality. I simply was just going to say that. Reality.
It's like, oh, you're not happy with your, like, the apartment you live in? Can you show me the apartment you want to live in? They're like, no, I just don't like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, well, how about you just go on Pinterest, look at cool apartments, and visualize yourself in that new apartment and focus there.
Mm-hmm. This reminds me so much of what Tori talks about. This is my Tori plug in her podcast, because
and the well,
I don't even know
annual,
how to call it. I was gonna say Tori annual plug, too, but it's every podcast.
Yeah,
the daily. I don't even know.
Your
but
plug. I don't know.
The weekly plug for Tori's
yes,
podcast.
There is.
And she was talking about setting your goals for 2020, or if it's the next 5 years or the next 10 years. And she's like, you might think I'm crazy, but in my notebook, I have it written down so specifically what my next house is going to look like, how many rooms there are, what it smells like, what candle I'm burning, what time I wake up. Like, so specific.
Set your preferences.
Set your preferences. And I was like, ooh, that kind of scares me. Like, I don't know what I want. But if you took the time to write it all out and focus on it, like, that's so helpful.
The thing is, It's something that is so it seems so easy to do. Like, people are listening right now and they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do that. But you will encounter a massive amount of resistance to doing this.
Yeah.
Because your ego is comfortable where it is and doesn't want really to change, even for the better. And even further than that, you could have subconscious trauma in you that is self-sabotaging you to not allow you to open yourself to these amazing, wonderful things, all of this abundance around you. You could be shutting yourself out. And you won't, you like, your ego, your blockages, your self-sabotage within you is stopping you from simply making a list of things you want.
Mm-hmm.
But that is all you have to do anyway.
Yeah.
It's absolutely bananas to me.
That's so true. That reminds me so much of what I was talking about with Brooke when we talked about being single in your 20s, and someone asked, how do I stop like sabotaging relationships with guys I like? And I'm like, thinking about it at first, like, why would you do that? And I'm like, wait, actually that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, girls will be like, he's so funny and cute and nice, and ooh, this is like, we're getting too close, and this is all working out too well, and not for me. And they sabotage it and like throw it away, because maybe stuff that's happened in the past, or they're like putting up walls, and it's like, that just reminded me of that.
Yeah. And here's another example of that. Like, I have a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm in a mentorship group, and I have, like, a couple coaches. And one of the coaches, it's usually group coaching, but, like, he wanted to set up a one, or I wanted to set up a one-on-one with him. So, like, I was texting him, and he's texted me, and I just, like, don't respond. And I'm thinking to myself, I respond to everyone else. I have no problem setting up meetings, but I'm, like, ghosting this guy. Why? Because there must be something in me, like in my ego, that like, hold on, I'll read what he said, because this was legit yesterday.
Like, you're scared to like,
I'm like, part of me is scared to change.
Because you're comfortable where you are right now.
Yeah. I said, geez, I am off the ball with you. I wonder why this is happening. Maybe it's my subconscious. Can we please nail in a day and time that works best? Maybe my subconscious junk is afraid of going, is afraid of you. And he said, freedom creates stillness, and the ego mind can't exist there. Therefore, it hates it. Resist it. It resists it, and it hides from it.
Yeah.
So it's just afraid of this, of the stillness.
I feel like so many people can relate to that too. Like certain things that they've wanted to do for a while or something, but they like won't even go there.
Yeah.
Because they're comfortable where they are right now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, want to know my third example?
Yes.
So I was just thinking about growing up. I would say I'm a very lucky person, but thinking about it, maybe it's me just like putting these things out there and they're coming back to me and mm-hmm. helping me out because I'm meeting the universe halfway. And I feel like a part of what Arlen was saying, I just kept thinking, if you like really want something to happen, but you don't need it to happen, I think that's a part of it. But also if like writing it down works for you, or I feel like I will just always tell someone something, like I'm telling my friends, I'm like, I want Max to score a goal. They're like, we want Max to score a goal. Yeah. Like saying it out loud, like physically saying it out loud, I feel like just brings it to you some way. So yeah, I would always say I was lucky growing up, but like I said, I think a part of it was like attracting good things mm-hmm. that I wanted to happen. So I would find myself throughout elementary school, high school, whatever it was, not doing homework when I was supposed to. And I would always be like, oh, Arlen, before class, if only we had a substitute who like wouldn't uh-huh. check the homework, or only if they, you know, didn't show up today and we could leave class, or if only they didn't yeah. check the homework or whatever. And every time and time again, they'd be like, oh, you guys, it's a Friday, I'm not checking the homework.
Yeah.
Or, like, I would always get lucky, yeah. but I think it's because I was saying it out loud, and I was like, you know what? Honestly, no biggie. Like, I'll just take the zero if I didn't do it, or whatever yeah. it is. I'll just not get the point for my homework.
Yeah.
But since I didn't need it to happen, but
yeah,
I
yeah, you
I
accept
preferred,
whether it happens or not, but what you preferred happened.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. That's exactly it. That's a secret. It's like wanting but not needing.
Being yeah.
in a state of acceptance of everything that is here right now
mm-hmm.
and being grateful for everything that is here right now, even if mm-hmm. you're in a crappy place.
Mm-hmm.
Just that's why like everything else as you do this becomes an upward spiral, because you might currently be in a bad place, but as soon as you start being grateful and attracting better things, you get better and better and better. And then pretty soon, like I think I said last time, like I wake up every day, live in a luxury apartment, mm-hmm. and I'm just automatically grateful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you know this too, but you can set routines on your Alexa. And
really?
I don't want to say it too loud because I want to trigger her.
Yeah.
But like,
she's about to go off.
Yeah. But like, my Alexa wakes me up to gratitude. Like, there's a gratitude meditation that wakes me up every morning. It's like automatic. And it's just so easy to be grateful. The more you just upward spiral, yeah. spiral, rather than the negative thing, which is downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm grateful.
I'm going to, me too. I'm going to start having my Alexa, put me on routines.
Alexa.
Where is she? Is she over there? Oh, there she is. She's lighting up.
Alexa, gratitude meditation.
Gratitude meditation by Elena Miranov.
Yeah, this one. This is a really good one. Everyone who has an Alexa, highly recommend. Alexa, max volume.
She's putting on the bell.
Make yourself comfortable. Sitting on a pillow or a folded blanket. Bring your attention to your physical sensations. To your breathing. To your heartbeat. The energy flowing through your body.
I feel like I've done this before.
Probably.
Like, become so quiet that you can detect all the sensations.
We'll let it run for like 30 seconds.
I think I did it in my athlete class at BU.
Yeah, probably.
We were like all practicing it together in class sitting there.
Yeah.
Like I remember her voice.
And now focus on the things in your life that you're blessed with.
What a great way to wake up.
Yeah.
Guys, everyone
bring
do
the focus of your attention to the sense of gratitude.
Alexa, stop.
That is so good. That's yeah. such a good way to start your day. There's the secret, everybody.
Yeah. What time do you wake up?
To have your day start off good. Honestly, it's different every day. And I wish, because I know how important routine is. Like, I wish I was someone that went to bed at, like, 10 every night and yeah. got up at, like, 7 every day. It changes. Today, I got up at 9.
Alexa, Tomorrow at 9 a.m., play Gratitude Meditation.
Here's the skill Headspace, guided meditation for everybody by Headspace. Welcome to Headspace, where is meditation made Headspace? Simple with exercises
Alexa,
to help
stop.
You stress less.
Alexa,
okay.
Zip it over there.
Hope to see you again soon.
Okay. She's sweet. She's a really nice girl.
Guys, I hope that you meditated for a sec with our guided meditation. So I feel like that answers my question a lot, like manifesting tips, because I feel like those were very like simple examples. Like you prefer something to happen, but you don't need it to happen, and you are writing it down or you're saying it out loud or whatever it is, and you'll be surprised what
happens. I would say is find what works for you, because like when I was so. I got really obsessed with this stuff, and I was like, oh my god, I watched The Secret, and like all these people had all the success, and like I had a couple things happen, but like when you're doing it, you don't really, and you're just starting it, you don't really have the evidence for yourself. What I can tell you guys is that like everything works, so don't get too stressed about which technique to use. Just use the techniques that you like. I would definitely veer toward listing things that you'd like, and also being process oriented. And the reason I say that is because if you say, you know, I would like to manifest $10,000 a month, like you'll get there, and then you'll be like, okay, what now? It's more about just figuring out, like, and this really goes to the whole theme of this podcast and what we talked about last time. It's like figuring out what things that you do make you happy. And if you don't know what those things are, you can write down, I am a person who is doing what they love every single day. Like that's what it's about. And like, I am a person who's making money doing what they love. And I'm appreciating all the things around me. And I appreciate myself. And because that, it's not about the things. It's like, and it just isn't.
Yeah, it never is.
And like, you'll get to the things, but it's more about the things you do. And as a result, things will come from that, but it's always about the things you do.
Yeah. So, guys, you have your Alexa meditation in the morning, then you write down those things in your notebook, okay?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, so now we have some questions that this I'm excited for you to answer. People want to know, what are you manifesting in 2020?
I'm manifesting 8 a.m. studios being a bigger thing than me, because right now people only wear 8 a.m. because they know me. For the most part, like, I actually have one of the people I interviewed for my personal assistant position, which is something else I'm manifesting, a personal assistant. They said that they actually knew 8 a.m. before me, which was cool.
That's so cool.
And like, I have met people who are like, oh, you're the creator of 8 a.m. I'm like, yeah, like that's what I want it to be like. Like, people know Virgil Abloh, but they know Off-White more, you know? Like, I want people to be like, oh, 8 a.m. That's such a cool company. And then they're like, oh, Arlen, cool kid, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So that's like a huge focus. And I think that's good because it's less ego-oriented, and it's, I can build a team around it and, you know,
And that's good because it's not too goal-oriented. Like, you're not, you can't like really measure that, but it's more the task of like getting it there and
it's
just working on it.
It's building it is the thing. It's that is what I'm most excited to wake up and do every day, is like, how do I build this thing? And when it's worth millions of dollars, it'll still be about building this thing. That's what it's always about. It's not about that I drive, you know, whatever car I drive at that point. Although I would like to drive a Tesla this year. That would be cool.
Ooh, guys, watch, he's putting it
out there.
Because
I drive a Subaru right now. I love my Subaru. I actually greatly appreciate it. I actually really love it. And it's a great car. It's a Crosstrek. See, that here, case in point, I love my Subaru. I love driving it. I'm extremely grateful for it. But I would prefer a Tesla.
Yeah. So you'll see what happens this year, you guys. Oh,
maybe
my gosh,
it won't
I'm
happen this
excited.
Year. Maybe it'll happen next year. Maybe it won't. Who knows?
I'm
okay.
To ride
if it happens,
Tesla.
Great. If it doesn't, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Because it's not about that.
That's so good. I feel like that's me with Coco. I'm happy you said that. Everyone, appreciate your cars right now, because I already know if you're anything like me, you're looking at your next one. But just be happy for the one you have, because remember you 4 years ago that wanted that car that you now have. That's what I always think about. Like, I'll complain about Coco, and then I'm like, no. Yeah. I love Coco. Mm-hmm. I wanted her so bad, you know?
Yeah.
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 Just appreciate what you do have. You can prefer other things, but just let it happen as it happens.
Yeah.
Don't need it to happen. I really like that. It's interesting when you were saying like goal-oriented or like task or process, because I keep talking about my athlete class at BU, but we talked about that so much and how important it is as an athlete to not be focused on the goal of like winning a game, but like the process of getting
playing
there.
The game.
And you'll be so much happier. Yeah. Because you played your best game, and even if you lost, you know, I feel like Max is like this because he'll be like, oh, yeah, we lost, but I had the best game. Like, yeah. I had two goals, so, hey, who's winning here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's what you want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Next question.
Wait, what are you manifesting?
Oh. See, guys, this is literally, I fall into the category of not answering the text. Like, I'm not answering what I'm manifesting this year, or I'm not writing down what Tori tells me to write down of what my life is going to look like in a little while, because I don't know and I don't want to think about it and it scares me. But like, I know how important it is and I should like focus on it, because yeah. I'm just like, oh, I'm going to live in Pennsylvania, and I get stressed and I'm like, oh, where am I going to live or what I want it to look like? And
what
I should
if you live in
write
Pittsburgh?
That down.
Can you? No, it's too far.
That's kind of far. I guess we could live in Philly. That'd be like an hour away.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to be specific.
Yeah.
With what I want.
You need
and
to go on Pinterest. You need to look
what
at
I'm
those
really manifesting, what I am specific about, is my golden retriever puppy. I've done tons of research.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be happy and healthy and the light of my life, and I'm going to train him well. Mm-hmm. I've been watching training videos. It's not going to be one of those not trained dogs that you're like, oh, I wish that dog was trained. No, it's going to be trained. And yeah, I'm manifesting that, but not even manifesting more than that. Like, it's going to happen because that's what I'm choosing to do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess I could make a separate one or talk more about what I want to happen this year. I should challenge myself and do that in like a video or something, and then we'll watch it come true. So there.
Mm-hmm.
People were asking for anxiety if you ever consulted a professional or anything like that, because I feel like people, like I said earlier, we talked about the whole depression thing. I know people can get really sensitive when you're talking about these topics, but you're not a medical professional or you haven't consulted one or whatever it is. So...
Yeah, yes. I did consult my doctor, and I was like dishonest with him, kind of. Like I said, I'm having all these negative thoughts, and he was like, yes, you're just having compulsive negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, what do I do? He's like, well, you could go on medication, or I don't know. Like, it wasn't helpful, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't think I told him how much it was bothering me,
because
I was afraid of telling him, because
like
I didn't want to go on medication.
He would have said, like, go to a therapist, go to...
Yeah, and it would have meant that my problem was, like, more real.
Mm-hmm.
So what helped me the most was, there was a book called The Happiness Advantage, which just explained a lot of things, and that was really nice, by Sean Acor.
Writing this down.
Who's a Harvard professor, or Harvard guy, I don't know. So, like... Mm-hmm. I had professional advice from authors of books that I was reading about my condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to a doctor. It was just like, it didn't help.
Yeah.
Because I was scared. But don't be scared.
I'm sure it depends on the one. Like, if it's like your primary care, like
getting
your physical and you're like, I'm sad. And they're like, oh, be happy. Like, you know, I feel like it depends who you're going to.
Yeah. I don't mean to like be mad about it, but, and I don't mean to say like it, you should tell them, because it doesn't mean something's more wrong with you. It just means like you're being honest with yourself, you know?
Yeah, I always like being honest with myself. That reminds me, I feel like times in the past when I've been like struggling with stuff, or if it's mentally or anything, I mean, I don't tell my doctor, which maybe I should, but I would just talk to my parents, and at least I'm like being honest, because by telling them,
tell
I'm telling
them,
myself, and we can talk.
It feels
and,
good to just talk about it.
Yeah, even if you don't need the help of someone like professionally, obviously talking with friends and family always helps. Or if you want to manifest anything, telling them and saying it out loud, I'm telling you guys.
But it like works. Honestly, when in doubt, tell somebody what you're thinking and your thoughts are, because your thoughts don't mean anything. Your thoughts aren't you. They're just in your head and they're bopping around.
Mm-hmm.
And you can think some messed up stuff.
Yeah.
You definitely can. I can.
Yeah.
I can still think messed up stuff. But I don't identify with it. It's when you identify with it and you make it like, oh my God, I thought that, I must be really bad.
Yeah.
That's not true. You just had a thought and it just happened to be there. And you don't have to make that a part of who you are.
Because
you are behind the thoughts. You're that silence. You are the watcher. You are the one that is aware of what you are thinking and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You are not your feelings or your thoughts.
That reminds me, in the last podcast, you were like, you can have these things, but just like let them go as like a balloon floating away. I feel like I've heard
cloud
that before.
In the sky.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That reminds me, this is probably so inappropriate, but like, that reminds me, on Instagram, someone posted on their story once, and I was like, wait, I feel like that's literally me, but I feel so bad about it. And it just reminds me of like thoughts that you're having, and you're like, why did I just think that? That is so messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you see like a cute baby walking around, and you're like, oh, what if it just like fell on its face?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's so messed up. Like, why did I think that? Like, for whatever reason.
The mind is a wild horse sometimes, and it can throw some weird things at you. Like, even to this day, I'm like, oh, why did Brad, like, why did you have to picture that?
Yeah.
Was that
but
so
you can
messed
just
up?
Realize that you're thinking it, let it go. Like, yeah.
Your brain is just a wild little monkey. And you just don't have to, it's not you, it's just a tool in a toolbox.
Yeah. That reminds me, it's so interesting. I feel like a lot of, obviously, like, what you think and how you react to things is just your experience in your childhood, because it's, like, stuff that you've gone through in the past. And it's so interesting when I'm with my twin sister, Lucy, like, something will happen or we'll experience the same thing and we react in the same way. Or we'll laugh and look at each other and say the same thing.
Yeah.
Because if you say something, we'll be like, oh, like, remember that time? Because we had the same experience. So I feel like that just shows me that you are thinking things because of stuff that's happened in the past.
I have an idea. So this is for all the ladies listening, or, you know, whoever, whatever your sexual orientation is.
Mm-hmm.
I have a guy for you guys.
For you?
Yeah. For everyone. Okay. I have a guy for everyone.
Okay.
So I want you guys to go on a date night with you. What you can do is just, it'll be in your own bed. Just invite him on over.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Wait, where is this going?
He's a little old man. He's gonna hang out with you, and I want everyone to have a date night with Eckhart Tolle.
Okay.
You can be a girl or a guy, actually. Have a little, because I have date nights with Eckhart.
Okay.
Eckhart.
I've heard.
Tolle. Look him up on YouTube and just have a date night and just explore and just listen to this little man.
What does he do?
He's an author. And he is a speaker,
mm-hmm.
and he's just a very happy little man.
Mm-hmm.
And he just talks about how he experiences life, and people ask him questions, and he's just the best. And so I want everyone to have a date night with him.
He's a guy for everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, where is this going? Last question, everybody. What is key to realizing your greater goals and aspirations?
Key to realizing greater goals. Is this like key to knowing what they are, or key to making them happen?
I guess knowing what they are, because they say realizing.
Realizing, okay. So this is, you can look at Eckhart Tolle for this, but this is coming straight out of his mouth, really.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's asking, he or she is asking, is what is my purpose in life, right? And people often equate purpose to the external. So they think like, oh, I have to know what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I want the answers.
Yeah. I want the answers. I want to know, what is my calling? What is my thing? But that doesn't, number one, doesn't really matter that much. You might think it does, but it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And two, what does matter is what you should focus on. And when you focus on this one thing, then that thing will come. So it's what we've talked about in this podcast already.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to focus on is not your outer purpose, but your inner purpose. So your inner purpose is simply to be here now. Whatever you're doing right now is your inner purpose. We might have touched on this in the last podcast, but it's mm-hmm. really good to talk about all the time, because mm-hmm. it's the only thing that matters ever.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only thing that matters. This is the only thing that matters.
That's so weird.
This is the only thing that matters. This is the only thing that matters.
Did you guys catch that?
This is the only thing that matters. It's understanding. You're listening to this right now. This is your purpose. This is your inner purpose.
Mm-hmm.
What you are doing in the present moment is your purpose. When you stop listening to this and you go off to school or your job, or you go off and brush your teeth, when you're brushing your teeth, that's your inner purpose. When you're at your job, that's your purpose. When you're at your school, that's your purpose. When you're thinking about what should my purpose be, that's your purpose. When you're eating your food, that's your purpose. Whatever you're doing in the present moment becomes your purpose. And when you understand that that's the only thing that matters, and when you're very present and aware of now and everything around you and you're accepting it and appreciating it, then that opportunity will come up that you'll be aware of because you're not stuck in your head. And you'll be like, oh, that'd be fun to try.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, what if I started this business? Or what if I did this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when your outer purpose comes.
This is so good for me to hear right now. Whenever you say stuff like that, or whenever anyone's like, the only moment you have is like right now, I'm like, whoa, that's so weird. Because I feel like I'm always not focused on right now. I'm always focused on what's next or what just happened. So that's so interesting for me to hear. And
so
I
like,
feel like everything you were saying is just another way of saying where you are right now is where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. This, what we're doing right now, is both, in my opinion, our inner purpose and our outer purpose.
Because we're, like, telling other people?
Because...
That's outer purpose?
Yeah, yeah, like, it's this is both inner and outer purpose, to me at least, and to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's more for you, because this is your podcast,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I would consider this my outer purpose, because it's, like, I don't know, it's just, it's, like, definitely... in my lane of things that I do, you know,
and talking about it. That just, I just was thinking about how earlier you were saying, I know what I'm manifesting. Well, I don't know, but I was just thinking that you were talking about how you want 8 a.m. to be bigger than you. And I feel like that just reminds me so much, like rarely, because I like barely just started my podcast, but some people will comment on my YouTube videos or my Instagram and be like, oh, I found you from happy hour. Like, you're the girl that does a happy hour podcast. And I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that everybody that just watches my YouTube videos goes and listens to my podcast.
Yeah.
And so people are like, oh no, I just found you. Like on Spotify podcast or Apple podcast or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, that's so weird. Like, I just assume that everybody comes from YouTube and Instagram. So I think it's so interesting when someone can find like happy hour or 8 a.m. and then find us because of it.
Yeah, that's
like,
really cool.
Find something that you've created and then you after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, so weird, right?
Yeah.
It's but cool. Like, cool.
It's very cool. That was a good question to close out on.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. I appreciate all of
you. Yeah. Because I so agree with that. I feel like I always fall into that category of like, wait, what is my greater goal and purpose and realization?
It's this.
Somebody tell me. Like, I want, like, Arlen, tell me. Like, I want somebody to tell me. But it's like, you know, you got to find for yourself.
Yeah.
Be comfortable where you are right now. And plug, go listen to my podcast where I talk about when you're feeling lost, because that's, I mean, ultimately what I mean, feeling lost with like your purpose in life and what's going on. And I just say you just got to reel it back in and go back to square one and be like, what makes me happy? Am I happy right now? That kind of thing. So
yeah.
Yay, this podcast was so good. I hope this was a good like part two to our last one.
We
because
dove a little deeper.
We knew we had so much more to say, and especially Arlen, thank you for being here, because it's just so interesting to hear you
thank
talk about
you
these things.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. Catch you in my next episode. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.